The man who ran the NSA and would have overseen this program is General Michael Hayden. He's going before Congress next week to be confirmed as the next CIA chief. Here to discuss how the NSA story will affect his chances is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. And Juan, before we get to that, we just heard Senator Cornyn say his constituents and other ordinary Americans don't really mind if the NSA is looking at their phone records. Any official data to back that up?
Nothing official, Madeline, but this morning's Washington Post had a survey, kind of instant flash poll done overnight, but very small sampling. Nonetheless, it found about 63% said that the NSA program was an acceptable way to investigate terrorism. You had opposition from about 35% who said it was unacceptable. But what you have basically is, and this confirms previous polls when we didn't know as much as we know now, when we only knew about a general program for wiretapping without warrants, where most Americans supported it as a necessity to investigate terrorism and sort of put in the background their concerns about privacy.
Well, certainly in Washington, there's a little bit more outrage, it seems, over this. And I'm wondering, as we indicated earlier, if this has any chance of affecting General Hayden's confirmation.
Well, it does. And remember, just a week ago when Porter Goss stepped down and then there was opposition, and I think it was very intriguing opposition coming from some leading Republicans, and that opposition continues, the likes of Speaker of the House Denny Hastert, the head of the House Intelligence Committee Peter Hoekstra, even conservative Republican voices in the Senate like Saxby Chambliss, the senator from Georgia, saying that, you know, you shouldn't have a military man running the CIA. Despite all that, the White House feels they've got a winning ticket in large part because of what we just talked about a moment ago, that if it's going to be a conversation about warrantless wiretapping or the extent to which the and National Security Agency in concert with the CIA is mining phone calls, they feel the American people will support it. But I think that what you're going to see is lots of discussion, not simply on that basis at the confirmation hearings, for General Hayden, but also conversations about whether a military man should be running the CIA and whether or not he has the skills. He's basically a technocrat. He doesn't have much experience with human intelligence gathering, whether he is in position, given his skill level, to rehabilitate what is obviously a damaged agency.
And turning to another topic, tax cuts. The Senate approved $70 billion worth this week. And that's President Bush's centerpiece of his domestic agenda. Will passage of these cuts help his poll numbers, which there's another new poll out today showing he's at 29%.
29%. Madeline, can you believe it? Every time we talk, I say, well, he's not doing so well in the polls. But I didn't know 29% was coming. I see now that basically he's down there with Truman during the Korean War, Nixon during Watergate, Carter, Iran. If he goes much lower, I think he'll set a record. The record's about 22%. So, will this help him? Well, if you listen to Karl Rove and some of the political advisors on the right, yes, it will help him, because any time you cut taxes, any time that you support conservative judges, and that's the other arm of this effort, you help to rouse the conservative base and the Bush supporters. The question is how much they're going to buy into that, given their larger discontent over the war in Iraq, over his conduct of so many things. But and you know what? As I said, Republicans aren't exactly crazy about General Hayden, so that nomination might not be helpful.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Alan.
And for more of NPR's coverage of the NSA story, you can go to our website, npr.org.